This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there and happy Friday morning. That's right, it's Friday.
Woo! Okay! It is totally officially Friday now.
Yeah!
Wait.
Let us begin.
All right.
With the Friday trash. Saturday at 8 o'clock is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
They take televised.
Month or so ago, right? It's on HBO. Actually, great news on Saturday Night Live. Donald Glover is the host, and Childish Gambino, his alter ego, is the musical guest.
Yeah. Cool.
He's going to have a busy night. I love him. He's so funny. Christina Aguilera has not been on The Voice for, I don't know, four seasons. But she was on the first, let's see.
Yeah, she was on it for a while.
Like five seasons?
Six of the first 10 seasons. Although, how many seasons have they done?
It's hard to say because I think they do them.
Like a couple, twice a year?
I think they're doing it a couple times a year.
Right. So I think that in the first 10 seasons, she was on six. I don't think she did the first six. I think she was just on and off for.
But they had a rotating crew. I think the original crew involved. Well, the original crew had CeeLo on it.
Oh, he was on the original.
I totally forgot about
crew?
Him.
Yeah, I thought he was one of the original guys.
I think you're right.
Then maybe it was Christina?
Mm-hmm. She was definitely one of the first ones.
Oh, okay. And then Adam. The two dudes that we know.
Oh, Blake was on from the beginning, too? Has it always been four?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could have sworn it was three when it started.
I think, who's the happy guy?
Pharrell?
Pharrell did it.
Right.
Didn't he do it?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember who was on it originally.
Sure. Anyway, so Christina.
So she was, let's see, she hasn't been back on since the spring of 2016, and she doesn't want to and says she wouldn't. Billboard said, when are you going to be back on The Voice? And she said, I'd rather talk about positive things.
Ooh.
Ruh-roh.
But then she went on.
What happened?
The Voice became something that I didn't feel was what I'd signed up for in season one. You realize it's not about music. It's about making good TV moments and massaging a story. I didn't get into this business to be a TV show host and be given all these rules, especially as a female. You can't wear this. Can't say that. I'd find myself on the show desperately trying to express myself through clothing or makeup or hair. She also called The Voice an energy sucker and a churning hamster wheel.
Wow.
And she said that during her last season, she was longing for freedom when she went home every night. She said, I'd just take everything off, the makeup, all of it. And I'd blast hip hop or Nirvana, Creep, Slayer, anything like that to get me out of that zone, that TV mode. Speaking of her, she has dropped a new single called Accelerate. The guests on it are Ty Dolla $ign and 2 Chainz. And Kanye produced it.
Mm.
She says, I've always been a huge fan of Kanye. Outside of, you know, his controversial aspects, I think he's a great artist and music maker and beat maker. Her new album is called Liberate. It's coming in June.
I've sent a text into Jane to find out if I like this song or not. I'll
don't.
Let you guys know in a
you
minute.
You don't like this. That
you don't like
blows.
That one, bro.
If Jane likes this, I'll have to seriously question her musical aesthetic. That'd be bad if she likes us. We'll probably be banging this one.
I know.
It'll be the next big hot hit on Alice. Impossible. Conan O'Brien. TBS. I have never been a huge Conan O'Brien fan.
I like him a lot. And
I
he
like
disappeared
his
from the face of the planet when he switched to TBS.
You know, the reason that I still see him at all and is because I watch Samantha Bee's show on TBS, so
right.
I see the promos for him all the time. And I was watching his show for a while there. I just thought, well, I should see what he's up to. And then I just couldn't take the nipple rubbing thing that he does all the time. I actually think he's a genius when he does the on-the-street stuff. Like, he takes a master dance class and he's hilarious, or he's walking down the street interacting with people. Like, that stuff is actually very funny and he's pretty charming, but the stage show just, it,
let me ask you a question.
Unwatchable.
Do you think he got burned?
I think that he did get burned.
Don't get me wrong. The guy's got, plenty
got
of money,
right?
And his life is fine by comparison to the plenty of people on the planet. But you do think he got burned.
I feel that he should have never gotten that gig to begin with. But once they gave it to him, they should have committed for more than the 8 months or whatever they gave him. I just felt like he was the wrong choice for The Tonight Show to begin with.
All that wavering support and all the promises they gave him, it was such a screw job.
It was.
And the fact that it was so public, and there he was trying to do a show. We know what that feels like when things aren't right here at
right.
home.
Yeah.
And you're trying to go out in front of people and do your job, and you're like, I can't even concentrate. You guys are killing me.
You second guess everything you say, and
right.
you're worried. And no, it was an absolute screw
so
job.
So he may feel a lot better at TBS, and he may be happier with his job, but he's disappeared. I don't know what is
right.
what is his
he
viewership.
He actually has more of an online presence than anything else, and I think to reflect that, they're shortening his show. They're taking him down from an hour to a half hour.
Oh man, that's bad, right?
Yes,
nobody's calling it a downgrade,
right?
Breaking out a traditional late night format means a less structured show with more comedy in and out of the studio, not to mention more online content that can be promoted by TBS. And that is, he's got something like 3.4 billion video views. Like,
really?
That is where a lot of his power and fame are coming from. Conan says, at this stage, I want to do as much more of what I love and am passionate about and what resonates with fans, especially online, and do less of what I inherited because that's what I was handed in 1993. So he has the youngest audience of any late night show. So he wins with the kids.
Wait a minute.
And a
you
massive
think his
video.
Audience is younger than Fallon's?
Mm-hmm. He wins with kids.
Oh,
he has,
I'm surprised
he
to
has
hear
the
that.
Youngest audience. Well, it doesn't mean that he's necessarily beating them in the ratings. It's that the people who are watching are young.
Okay.
And the online video presence, I think, is probably a huge part of that. Because sometimes you go down a rabbit hole on YouTube, but I'm not going there as part of my daily entertainment. And I know some people that I live with who are. Look what I found on YouTube. Look what I found on YouTube. I'm like, I could care less what you find on YouTube. I hate YouTube. Don't show me any more YouTube. Draw a picture. Show me that. I'll pin it up on the fridge. It'll be great. Like the olden days. Oh, my God. Where does the time go?
Oh,
keep
wow.
going.
All right, I'm going to do one more thing just because I think it's kind of cute. Vinny, you're going to turn 50 next year.
What do you got to bring that up for?
Yeah.
Because
how's
it is
that
nice?
What did I do to you?
It's not the steroids.
Oh,
my
steroids.
God.
You got to get off the drugs. God.
I'm trying. So when you turn 50, is there something that you want to do particularly like to mark this? I mean, that's pretty momentous. Like, sort of, it's sort of a you hope, halfway point.
God, Jesus.
What are you going to do?
Halfway point. Like, are you doing anything exciting? Are you planning even a trip or like an exciting event?
No.
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Will Smith is turning 50.
Okay.
He is going to bungee jump out of a helicopter over, over the Grand Canyon.
I have bungee jumped and it is hairball.
Yeah.
It is super scary.
He will be broadcasting it on my favorite channel, YouTube. He launched a YouTube channel in December. It has 1.8 million subscribers. I guess he's, you know, doing some serious output there.
With all his crap?
I guess so.
Mm.
Just whatever. So for his 50th birthday on September 25th, he's jumping out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon. It's a bungee jump. And I just wondered if, you know, because of course you're also turning 50 soon. Really, really soon. So I thought maybe you should
do
be
it,
thinking
man.
Of something fun
do
to
it.
Do.
What? Do what?
Bungee jump.
I already
some
have
kind of
bungee
crazy,
jumped. I give
stunt.
Him credit.
Maybe it could be go on Amazing Race for you. You know, like as part of your 50th year celebration.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think that'd be
it'll
great.
Be the senior edition.
Thanks so much. You guys are awful. I thought this
we
was
know.
Friday.
It is Friday.
We're
why
having
aren't you
fun.
In better moods?
We're in great moods. We just want you to be here with us in our 50s. We can't wait for you to join the club.
I'm in no rush to get there and would prefer we stop talking about it. Thank
all right.
you so much.
I don't think so.
Oh, listen to you. You're about to kiss 50 too. Oh,
me?
No, him.
Bryn.
You!
Yeah, okay, Kanye.
Lifo with your money. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:37 and it is Friday morning. That is correct. This part of the show is brought to you by Walgreens. Alice's annual Best Mom Ever contest is back. All the moms out there who are killing it, doing it. Okay. Every day. Now is the chance to thank your mom for everything she does. Nominate her to be Alice's Best Mom Ever. The cutoff for this is Sunday night, 11:59. Got to get entered by then. We named the station after her, and she can win a two-night stay at Carmel Valley Ranch from our friends at the Bay Club. 25 words or less. Tell us why it should be your mom. Go to radioalice.com.
Hey, real quickly, I just want to give a shout out to Sophia and Vi.
You shouldn't have looked at him, Sarah.
Met their parents last night at the Tipping Point Gala. Back over to you.
Doing good work over there. It's almost time for summer, which means it's time to go to Walgreens for trusted summer essentials you need at great value and get ready for summer care no matter where. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley.
Hey, is Tipping Point the one that helped us when we...
Yes.
And so that's the one that was started by the guy that owns the A's, right?
Yeah, and Levi's. Yeah, Daniel.
Right on.
They raised a ton of money last night.
$13 million.
Wow, really? Yep.
In one night. It's incredible.
It is incredible. And they're we raised a bunch of money and donated it to them for the fire victims.
Right. I'm going to begin with the most important news of the day.
Okay.
Tomorrow is World Naked Gardening Day, everyone. I've been telling you about this for over a month now, Sarah, and today is the day before the big day.
Okay.
So will you get naked and garden tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, right. You got...
All right.
What's up with the poison oak?
Hey, don't... Leave it. Leave it.
Yeah.
We want a yes. Thank you.
That's for
That's
you,
good
Vinny.
To know. Thank
I'm
you
just
so much.
Go ahead and let
Get
you
naked,
have your
dude.
Little fantasy. Why don't you text me a few times tomorrow, and I'll confirm that I am indeed nude.
With a picture.
Will do.
I don't want any pictures from
you. Yeah,
me.
Post it.
Confirm with a picture, Sarah.
I don't garden. Don't worry about it.
Of what, my bare feet?
Sure, that works.
Shut up, Hooman.
Shut up, Hooman.
I'm on steroids. I'm very moody.
Oh, we know.
All right. I was just joshing. I mean, it is World Naked Gardening Day, and we do want to know that you are, but actually the big day is May 4th, everyone. It's today.
Yes, May the 4th.
May 4th, Star Wars Day. I'm just kidding, nerds. It's actually May 5th. Cinco de Mayo is tomorrow, everyone.
That's right, the big day.
Yeah, that's what you want.
There's a lot happening tomorrow.
Get out there and party it up.
Woo!
Be careful.
Yeah. Try to not drive.
Yeah. Have a plan.
Yep. Right. Have a plan.
Okay. Is that Brent?
We're having the eye goes Wait. Over. For a Cinco de Mayo party.
Oh, you are.
You are.
We are, yeah.
Boy, you've been down with for the worst week of your physical life. Uh-huh. You're still getting over the oak.
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming off the steroids, or you're on the steroids
I'm
still.
I'm on steroids, yes.
But you will not party, huh?
Well, we're having their kids over, too, because their kid and my kid are going to go to the same program next year.
What program's this?
The Pathways one. It's a long story, but... We just want to get our kids together, so it's not going to be a rager. It's going to be an afternoon family
know about
barbecue.
That. Yeah, okay. You know the right. kids are going to leave.
Oh, that would be great.
You can go, John.
Hey, man, that's legal now.
Right.
I just don't. I don't want to do much while I'm on steroids. I mean, it's so unpredictable.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Who
My
are
friends.
You talking to?
Myself?
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're booing yourself, girl.
Anyway.
I might cry right now.
I'm
very
kidding.
Moody. I'm on steroids.
All that stuff. The really big to-do is there's playoff games tonight, everyone. 5 o'clock Warriors at Pelicans.
Boy, it keeps getting better.
I keep finding a new reason to celebrate. 5 o'clock Warriors at Pelicans. 7 o'clock Sharks.
This is the best weekend
in
ever.
In Las Vegas. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Should be a good one.
It's playoff times, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say it's playoff times, yo? Is that what you said to me?
I said, you know.
Oh.
Because you gave me that look, like, why are you clapping?
No. You went like this and looked at your watch.
Oh, sorry. I got a text from my lady. That's all.
What's Cameron doing?
It says, hi, should I turn off the pot? Your mom says yes. I have a pot of pho going right now.
Pho?
How long do you cook that for?
Well, you put bones in there, you let it stew, and it gets all the flavor out.
Nice broth.
Yeah, good broth. You know, I've got ginger in there, a little burnt onion. Yeah,
yes,
it's really
I will
good.
Come over to your house for dinner.
Super good. So
what'd you say?
So I'm going to reply yes right now.
Okay, turn off the pot.
Turn off the stove. It's on low.
Aren't you afraid that it'll get bacteria in it if you...
Well, I'll be home in like 2 hours, and it still won't even be cool. It won't even be cool. It'll still be like burning hot if I touch it.
Oh.
She did the same thing yesterday. I had it going for 2 days now. Oxtail. Oh,
ooh.
Yeah.
What's the uric acid level on something like that?
It's high, bro.
So we're playing with gout here.
And we're fine. You know, I haven't taken steroids yet, but that's the plan. I can't wait for my excuse to take steroids.
Can you take steroids for the gout?
I was telling you, your mom's going crazy about that. She's like, Bryn, take the steroid shot right in your butt. And I'm like, okay.
Oh,
so I'm going to wait for it to, you know, get flared up, and then I'm going to go to the doctor.
They're
like,
pretty fun.
Hook me up.
I think you're going to like it.
Well, it's fun for you. How's it for the rest of us?
What's the matter with you?
A little unpredictable.
Oh, I'll just try to talk less.
No,
you're doing fine.
You're doing great,
and,
Sarah.
You know, Ellie, be careful. We don't want you getting sent to HR. Get shot in the butt. What's wrong with her?
I don't really know. Spent my whole life trying
to
figure
it out.
It
seems to work for a lot of good things, you know, when your body gets weak.
Yeah. Right? I just did some research.
On what?
What kind of steroids Bryn needs for his gout.
So it's true, right?
Is it the good stuff?
So is Ellie right?
You need oral steroids.
Oh. Oral.
Don't get the shot in your butt.
All about the oral.
I recommend
it. All about that face.
That aura.
Just got confirmation. Christina Aguilera's new song is out.
Yeah.
What did Jane say exactly?
Crack. We're not playing it. Don't worry about it.
God, okay.
Song stinks.
All right. Whew.
It's like, where's, you know, she's a great singer.
Yeah.
Where is a good song for her?
Maybe
look,
she needs
we were
a
just talking about it when we started the show. People, when they're young, they're super passionate and creative. And they got it coming out of them from all directions. As you get older, you get like,
scratch. Play scratch.
Yeah, listen to this.
Scratch.
Hide me for the night. If I play my secrets, I don't have to be burned. And I just can't see this. So watch and learn. I won't tell you twice. I don't need, oh, baby, hold me down. And if I tell my secret, you don't have to keep her. Nobody else can see the. Yeah, hey,
that gurgle really helps your singing.
It does. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm sweating so bad.
Well, take it easy and let me do a story.
Right. Oh,
here we go.
I just got caught up in the singing.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to talk less. Shh.
Cops in Newton, Kansas got a call late Tuesday night about a naked man outside an apartment complex.
Okay, Newton, Kansas.
Newton, Kansas.
Making the news today.
Nighttime, naked guy.
Mm-hmm.
When they got there, they found a 24-year-old guy who was hammered and naked trying to sleep with the tailpipe of a car.
Oh, no.
Was the car on?
It was not on.
That would be bad.
When they asked him to please stop, they're all different sizes, Sarah.
Are there really small ones?
I don't know all the different sizes. I just know they are different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, even though the cops pull up and they ask him to stop.
He wasn't having it.
He would not stop trying to do the tailpipe.
Mm. Well, maybe it was feeling good. Sometimes you're like, please don't stop my flow right now.
Yeah, hang on. Give me
a minute. Don't stop. Don't change a thing.
Don't move.
Right.
Right, Ben?
I don't have... Right.
If you move one inch...
It's over. Don't even sneeze. Nothing. Anyway, I don't know what kind of car this was, what color it was,
red.
If it had been recently washed and waxed. I don't know what its deal was, but this guy would not stop doing it. They had to tase him.
Oh! Yeah. Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah. And they took him to the hospital. His blood alcohol was a 0.35. I think 0.4, some people die.
Yeah. The guy was wasted.
So he was more than four times the legal limit.
Well, you know, at least he didn't do an animal. Like, that always bothers me when people are, like, a car. Car doesn't know, you know.
What about the cop, like, you know, doing his job, having to see that, waking up that morning going, oh, boy, I didn't see this
coming.
Way
worse things to see. Oh, my God. The things cops see.
Yeah,
just seeing a dude nailing a car, not that big a deal.
I think it is. I don't know.
It wouldn't bother me. I'd laugh.
I think it's funny that they said to themselves, I'm not trying to pull him off that car without tasing him first.
Yeah.
Forget it.
There could be real trouble.
I'm just going to tase him. I'm going to keep my distance and get him from 15 feet.
It's the right choice. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys. Oh, man.
Anyway, I'm looking up tailpipes. There's a lot of different sizes.
Yeah, they're all sort of different ones.
It just seems like it's rusty and unattractive.
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah, I don't think he was going for it for the look.
Yeah, they can be very hot.
There's a high school in Holmdel, New Jersey. That's been having issues with the mystery pooper.
Oh.
Somebody's been crapping near the football field all the time.
Oh. Did they figure it out with hidden cameras, Vinny?
It was literally happening on a daily basis.
Mm-mm.
Someone crapped on the football field again. Several teachers recently talked to the school, and they set up surveillance operation to try and catch the person, which they finally did this week.
Oh, can we guess who it is?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's the football coach.
No.
It's the cheerleading team.
No.
It's the janitor.
It's the janitor. He'd have to clean it up.
True.
It's not the janitor.
He's like an arsonist.
That's the last
for the
guy
fire
that's
department.
But that's job security, right?
Yeah. Right. Boy, someone keeps crapping. I guess I got to stay there.
Good point.
Who keeps doing this, man?
Is it a teacher?
It turns out it wasn't some vagrant or a teacher or the janitor or the football coach or the cheerleader.
The class president.
No.
Is it the creepy art teacher?
It was another school's superintendent.
Oh, hilarious.
I was almost right.
Oh, boy.
Cops arrested 42-year-old Thomas Tramaglini around 5:45 in the morning on Monday after they caught him in the act.
Mm-mm. What time?
At 5:45 in the morning.
Oh.
He's the head of a different school district about 30 miles north, but he lives closer to the school where he was caught. Turns out he likes going for jogs on their track every morning, and apparently running makes things move for him.
It does.
What do you mean it does?
Running makes him move, keeps everything going.
How do you know?
I've heard that. I hear things. I'm a person in the world who hears the news about.
They're like, I know she's
what
not running.
Do you know
pooping.
About it?
Sometimes even just walking. It's like, whoa.
Walking
I better
makes
walk
you
home real quick. Everything moving right along.
Apparently, his morning jogs make things happen. There's no bathroom there, so he just did his business out in the open. I thought for sure. At the start of the story, it must be a rivalry thing, like, you know, their team plays our team. I'll show them.
But a daily poop.
That's his daily morning duke.
People do have a schedule, Vin.
I know. I do, too. I like a morning movement as well. Before my shower, thank you very much.
It is always best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just want to feel clean, go into your day, you know, your butt's been washed.
All right.
Don't you like that feeling, human?
Can't stop the feeling
of a fresh wash.
Looks like he's probably going to lose his job over it.
Oh, that's too bad.
And he's facing... Should he lose his job over this?
I mean, bring a doggy bag, dude.
All right.
Leave your poop right there on the track every day. I don't know. Should he lose his job?
Maybe, I don't. It's a tough one.
Oh, he should.
It shows
okay,
really bad judgment for sure.
42-year-old dude knows better than that, you know?
He currently makes about $150K a year.
In Kansas? Damn, that guy's rich.
He is doing well. You're right.
That sucks. He lost his job over pooping.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Happy Friday, peeps. I'm a longtime listener. Today is my 50th birthday. Thanks for starting my day out so fab.
Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Go short.
It's your birthday.
Party. I wonder what the odds in Vegas are for that Oscar prediction. I'd make that bet.
Thank you.
Hooman predicts that Celine Dion's song from Deadpool 2 is going to be nominated for an Oscar.
For best original song for a film, yes.
It is quite an epic ballad.
There's been a bunch of shakeups at the Oscars, right? Do you get any of those stories?
Yeah.
All right.
And the Nobel people, too. They're not even going to award one of the literature prize because there's so much, like, horror going on there. Like, people being accused of harassment and then, like, all kinds of corruption. And
at the Nobel building?
Apparently.
Where is that? In Switzerland or something?
That sounds right.
You don't know.
We'll say, okay.
Kill it.
Freud says, Vin, it's so important to play with your kid now. It may not seem like it, but you're developing an invaluable bond with her by just spending time with her. When she's 13, you will still have that bond with her, which is so important.
Aww,
listen, I play with my kid.
Of course.
This is, I'm telling you, nonstop, though. There is a point where some stuff's got to get done around here. And I'm telling you, I also think, this is my own opinion, she needs to know how to play by herself for a minute. Oof. Just to fill the gaps there.
You're absolutely right.
Get in your room, find something to do, get back to me in 10. Is that so much to ask? I don't think so. I get your point.
Yeah.
I get your point. I'm doing my best
over
there.
And I know you spend good quality time with her. You're a good dad.
But I do think that a kid also needs to be able to chill. And not, and by the way, and not, here's the iPad, go away.
Oh, no, I think that's fine.
No, I don't like that either.
I'd like to highly recommend you show her The Greatest Showman this weekend.
Oh, you know what I will do? You know what? I'm doing that tonight. Mm.
You promise?
Her mom is going to some charity ball, and we're staying home. What do you mean, oh boy?
Sounds like fun. You should join her.
Oh, my God.
I know you love that
is
stuff.
Of course you would
say that. No, our neighbor has a charity event, and a couple of the neighbors are going.
I'm going to write myself a note to text you to remind you to show The Greatest Showman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'm that sounds great.
Use
what time?
Hall & Oates tonight.
Yeah. Hall & Oates.
Hey, a bunch of people were asking where the pregame is.
Oh.
For tonight?
Yeah.
I was trying to find places to go there. Mm. To satisfy. I'm going with three other girls.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Where's the show
She's
tonight? San
tonight.
Jose?
SAP.
Okay.
And so I was trying to find restaurants. We couldn't call to make reservations because none of them were open yesterday. It's been a whole thing.
Oh,
so,
downtown is going to be going off,
though. I don't want to go downtown. I just want to go straight there. Like, I don't
want to
be stopping at a restaurant or bars or anything. I just want to go straight to the venue.
Who's the leader of the four?
Yuzi is. It's going to go Yuzette's way. Whatever Yuzette wants is what's happening.
That is correct.
Yeah. She'll be being carried in a litter by the end.
I mean, they could
she is
just
for sure making the plans.
Push
Here's
her into a dark corner and
I won't get out.
It's over.
Yeah, she'll be like you playing Halo.
That's exactly
stuck
right.
In a corner.
I can't get out of here. Oh, you shot me again.
Vinny, I'm going to text you at 3 p.m.
All right.
Perfect.
I'm looking forward to it. I just got my plans for the night.
All right. And what are you going to feed her?
Macaroni.
Our move is macaroni.
Hey, the new music is next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.